B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group Station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E. All right, real quick before we get to the Brady calls, Philip Rivers and the Chargers have parted ways. So Philip Rivers is a free agent, and that's going to pave the way for Brady to possibly go out to Los Angeles and be a Charger. And remember, he did the Hulu commercial for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he said, I'm not going anywhere. Interesting.
I can't see him play anywhere else.
I get you.
But hey, yeah, you know, crazier things have happened.
Brett, I get
Brett
you.
Favre played for the Vikings, right? Eventually, it happens.
Yes.
Can Corky be our bomber? How about Berkey doing Turkey on the Twine? Boy, confidence is a beautiful thing. Post-game, I went to a local Wegmans, went down the International Aisle looking for Turkish delight. Keep it up, Berkey.
I need to grow a bomber.
Wow, that's awesome. He's looking for a little Turkish delights. Getting the spirit of the Ferk.
Did you see, it was Australian National, you know, they did the Australian Day.
Yes.
And the spider that they had there. Are you in on the spider?
I love spiders, yes.
You do?
I
have
no problem with
spiders. You would have held that thing? They had Serena Winters.
Holding a spider.
Had a snake around her neck. Crazy.
Yeah, the snake, whatever. Probably not too big a fan of.
This is a big fuzzy spider now.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to like go crazy, but I don't have the spider. I like the spider. The spider eats the bugs. Like, I like the spider because the spider will eat the roach.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out on the roach.
Yeah, I don't mess with the roach.
Yeah, so I don't like the bugs. But the spider, to me, is a little different. It's a useful mankind. It does good for mankind,
okay,
spider. Except for the poisonous spiders, but, you know, whatever.
Good win by the Sixers, but can we please stop having these players hush the crowd? Al Horford did it against the Grizzlies, 0 points. Joel Embiid did it last night. After that big three, 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Stop with the shush and keep your head in the game.
Yeah, I don't care about the hush, the shush, the hush, the huff. I don't care about the shush. You know, again, I hear you, but like to me, I don't care. Just play the game. I just want them to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? If that motivates Joel Embiid, then so be it. It doesn't matter to me. You want to shush? And listen, you got every right to boo and to rip them on social media and rip them wherever you want. So he scores 28, goes shush, all right, I don't care. Same thing with Al. Al hits the three, shush, whatever. You can't come scoreless the next day, as the tuna says, but, you
30
know.
Minutes.
Listen, I don't want to wage war. We have enough drama than doing the war on the players versus fans. That's a bad look. That's a Phillies look. Like, that's a Phillies circa creep baseball player look. Like, you remember prior to the great run of Red October and how much fun it was? Do you remember how many times the Phillies players would criticize the fans?
The boos.
Yeah.
81 like, games at home.
Like, I don't need that. Like, you know, we don't need that.
I hope Embiid fits tonight, load management, so that we can see the real Sixers play. I think they're much better without him lumbering down the court. And once he sees that, maybe he'll get his ass in motion.
First of all, they're not better.
Your thoughts?
They're not better without Joel Embiid. That's just ridiculous. Come on, dude. It's ridiculous. You can run, and have run outs after a turnover. But they're not better without him. Are you crazy? That's stupid. Don't take this personal, all right? Yeah, he's got to be in shape. And for me, you boo him every night if it's going to get him to play. He's got to be in shape. But come on, don't kid yourself. They can't win without him. How about that?
Hello, this is the process. You guys all of Philadelphia betrayed me. It is time to tank and to trust the process once again.
No. We're not doing that again. TTP, process still going on. So TTP, all right, it's still going on. They're still 24-2 at home.
Like, 24-2.
Like, let that sink in for 1 second. Like, I agree, the road record's bad and all. But 24-2 is, like, absurd. Despite all the nonsense. So something is working down there that they're 24-2, and the fans deserve credit. How about that?
Anthony, my son, as furthermore no fear, 'tis I, the Son of God. I was still too young to announce my second coming here, as I was only birthed by the beginning of the process. But you are still Philadelphia 4x4 fans, fear no more. You will not suffer anymore.
I'll tell you, man, it's been great hearing from God the last couple of...
Well, this is the Son of God, so we got last week.
Right, right.
This is the Son of God.
Sports, again... Let's be clear, and it's sports, guys.
Yes.
All right? So we're not being blasphemous here. It's the Son of Sports, Son of Sports,
yes.
God. Let's, you know, make sure we're not blasphemous, all right? Last thing I want to deal with.
I hear you.
What are you doing? It's just, it's all in fun. It's sports, God.
Oh, boys. I think every single Philadelphia 76er fan is frustrated. But listen, I have hope that Brett Brown can get his mind right and get Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons to play like the superstars that they are ascending to be. Andrew, play the song!
He flipped my man.
Yes. He was Process Apocalypse last week.
It's
all right. He's going to hear the song.
It's all right to... emotional. Yeah, it was a tough week last week. By the way, Mikey Missler on the text board says that spider was a tarantula.
Oh, was it?
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
Check that out. I got no beef with a tarantula.
I'm out.
I'm afraid I'm going to get bitten, but...
Yeah, Serena Winters was literally holding it in her hand.
Yeah, I agree. You know, that's awesome.
I'm out. I give her credit. I say nope.
She does a nice job.
Yes, she does.
I know Mikey Miss, big fan. By the way, our Bring the Heat, very good. By the way, what's the number?
610-771-9751.
All right. So our Bring the Heat, always fun. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here. Your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. How about it, brother? Are you anti-spider? Spider?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Spiders are snakes.
Who would I... I think I'd rather see a snake. Snake's normally outside. Rather see a snake.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm out on snakes.
I mean, it depends.
I can't deal with it. Nah.
Like, I was mowing my lawn last
spider
summer.
Over snake.
I accidentally cut the head off of a snake. It was in the grass. It was a little garden snake. I said, yeah. My bad. I mean, if it's like a rattlesnake, I'm, you know, not messing with that.
At my joint at the river, we used to have a lot of spiders. But it was good because they keep the bugs away. The spider.
Yeah, but the spider freaks me out.
Spider's good for you.
I always stayed in my basement in my parents' house growing up, and I'd just be sitting there on the couch, and all of a sudden I see the spider dangling down from the ceiling, yeah, like right in front of my face.
Cool.
I'm out.
Although I think one time up at training camp, I got bit by one. and the inside of my thigh,
right?
Is this a Floridian spider or an Arizona spider?
No, training camp, not training.
Oh, training camp, sorry.
I was up in Lehigh, and I got bit by something because I had like a welt on like the inside of your knee, like halfway up to your thigh. And it was like it was like a bite. You get bit.
Did it have the rings around it? Because that's a sign of a spider bite, too.
So then, except it got infected, or I don't know, whatever happened, in like 12 hours, I had a football in my leg.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable. So I go to the hospital. They had me in the hospital for like 48 hours. And they were like, we're making sure you don't have a flesh-eating disease. And you're going to lose your leg. Crazy stuff like that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out.
I was scared, man.
So
I was
like, I'll go snake.
I was petrified. I was like, Yeah. Did you ever see that show? It's, who's the Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
Right? So
watched that a few times.
Did you ever watch the show? It was on Comcast or on demand. They had the Bear Grylls show.
Yeah.
And they do different endings, like can you take this or take that? And so he does all the options, and so he's getting bit.
Right,
he's
insane.
Yeah, because he's getting should he eat the electric bugs?
Yeah, he gets some weird satisfaction out of it and made a career out of it.
Yeah, but like, what he has to do? I don't care. All the money, my man earns his money.
Yeah, but he gets some weird satisfaction out of it.
Lightning ants.
Yeah, he's got a weird satisfaction out
There's
of
no
it.
There's no satisfaction. He's getting the lightning ants.
Why would he
put
the
lightning ants on your arm?
Yeah.
And he's getting bit. And like his arm is like oozing of pus.
Yeah, he's got a weird satisfaction out of it.
There's no satisfaction. It's crazy.
For him, why would you keep doing it?
Well, it's his thing. Man's got to make a living.
There's other ways.
It's Bear Grylls. Let's go to Will. Bear Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, Willie?
I wanted to say one thing, man. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I can't believe what I'm seeing. People are saying we got to choose between Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons, and I don't get it. These are the two most impactful Sixers.
Amen.
These are the two most impactful Sixers since Dr. J and Moses Malone. Yes, they are more impactful than Allen Iverson, and we're trying to get rid of these two players. I can't believe it, man.
Listen to me. First of all, you're right, but people aren't trying to get rid of them. There is a weird chasm, I'll go with you, but this is nonsense. I agree with you. It's all nonsense.
I agree.
It's complete and utter nonsense. If you know anything about the game, you need both of them to win. Like, you're not winning anything without Joel Embiid. You're not winning nothing.
Absolutely.
You're not getting to the finals, you're not getting nothing. And by the way, Simmons, when it's all said and done, is going to want to be as good, if not better.
I agree. Also, I wanted to say about Brett Brown. Did you know since the 2017-2018 season, Brett Brown has had major roster turnover every season since then?
Yes,
every year. So we're not being fair to him. We're not being realistic, man. I don't get it. Listen, man, I'm from Philly. I'm from the city, born and raised, man. When I was growing up, man, Philly dudes had a sense of manhood. We had pride, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, man, everybody just emotional, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. including Joel.
he's foreign though, man.
I feel you. And the last thing we want right now is any kind of war with your own players.
I agree. We don't want that. Come on now.
No, I'm with you, brother.
Wait. I want to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Do you think that Philadelphians are acting like a bunch of groupies right now? When everything's going good. When everything's going good, we want to be up under these players. We want to be all up in their face. When things are going bad,
that's
though.
Fandom, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think. And by the way, listen, I got no beef. Do you have a beef with the booing? I don't have a beef with the booing.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, whatever. To me, I don't have a beef with them booing them. And I don't have a beef with him saying, shut the bleep up. Like, I don't care.
I don't got a problem with that either.
Right. Go score 28-12-5. Go ahead. Good.
definitely. I want to say one more thing before I go. Yesterday, I was watching Goodfellas, and I realized that's one of the best movies I ever seen in my life. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm a big fan. I love it. I've seen it 1,000 times like you. It's a great movie. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Classic, brother. Classic, Will. Thank you, baby. It's classic. Yeah, I've been watching it a while. I got to go back and watch it.
I got to read a tweet for you.
Sure.
This is from Davey G. He goes, YouTube Brave Wilderness. He goes, he purposely gets stung and bit by the worst insects and animals in the world. Executioner wasp, bullet ant, which is the worst thing
exactly.
in the world. Lionfish, etc.
Bullet ant. That was it. The bullet ant. He's a, how could you rip? How could you rip him?
I'm not ripping the guy. I just think it's kind of weird. Come on, man.
Oh, come
He's getting
on.
Some weird satisfaction out of it. Meanwhile, Davey ends his tweet with, it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just watching a video to see a guy inflict so much pain. And yeah, you get some weird satisfaction out of it. That's my hot take. Why else would you do it? Oh, let me, I'm going to educate the world today.
What do you mean? What's your problem?
I don't have a problem with
the
guy.
And by the way, I didn't know this. Mikey Miss says the tarantula bite is just mild. It's like a bee sting.
I didn't know that. A spider.
Okay, well, it's not. What I had was worse. I almost had the brown recluse. I don't know. They're wildly poisonous, actually. But whatever.
You had a bullet ant sting?
No, but
Lehigh.
How could you? Why are you beefing with bear?
I'm not beefing.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not beefing. I'm just saying.
No, you're right. It's a bullet ant.
It's kind of weird.
Don't mess with a bullet ant.
No, I ain't messing with a bullet ant. I don't know why he's messing with the bullet ant.
It's called entertainment, cuz. Right? He's a man of the outback and the wilderness. It's a great show. My kids love it. I watch it with them. Let's see what bear will do. And they get a kick out. They always choose like the worst thing ever.
Of course.
They want to see him. And here he is. And there's helicopters dropping in like medvacs. You know? Hold on. Bear's got to get resuscitated. Hold on, the venom. Will he get the anti-venom?
It is
a great show,
it's
man.
I used to watch the Jackass movies all the time.
Okay, but this is better than that.
I know.
They were just dopes.
But it's entertaining.
Bear Grylls is a man.
It's entertaining.
Stand against the landscape, the wilderness. Come on. Should he take back to rescue? He had to go rescue like a scientist in the Amazon. Like, that was it. It was a great episode. Bear's rescue. What'd you do? What do you do?
I come in here.
You produce a sports talk.
I go 10-2.
Right. Produce a schlub like me. Bear Grylls is out there saving scientists. Oh, man. June, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, brothers.
What's up, June?
It's funny how last week we was last Monday, Sixers got ripped real good, but you know, it was all bad just a week ago, but now they kind of looking good. Cork Miles is a little on fire. I give them one more game, and then remember when we were growing up, and it was NBA Jam? Because I think we're a little bit older than Andrew.
Yeah.
So when you hit three straight three-pointers, he's on fire, but we got to give him three straight games of that. But I got to call a little violation on both of you brothers.
Yes.
The Big Owl. Come on. When y'all say it, oh, all I think about is Frankenstein. Especially, he's playing small right now.
You hate it? You hate the Owl?
Yeah, from Kevin McHale, because, you know, I hate Kevin McHale. I hate anybody from Boston. And then this guy come from Boston, so that even makes it worse. And he's playing so small right now.
Yeah, dude, you need him to win, though. Come on.
You can't spite. Back together. I don't get all caught up in emotional when they say F you, this and that. That's just in the mix of the game. Like, you
no,
know,
but even Al. Like, what's your beef with Al? Big Al.
I don't like y'all calling him Big Al because of Kevin McHale called him that.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. Yeah, I hate Kevin McHale, too.
I can't stand him.
But I don't care about Big Al, you know.
Yeah, so other than that, man, I just hope they can pull this game off tomorrow night and, you know, long as Ben don't, I don't have a problem with Ben not shooting. My problem is don't turn the ball over. You know, don't, if you ain't going to help me, don't hurt me as well.
But come on, Ben. Don't turn him off. What are you talking about?
No, because of the previous caller, you know, you're talking about Ben.
No, but Ben, he had a triple double last night.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know,
shut down John Moran on Friday night.
Yes, he's not hurting us, so why y'all ripping on him because he's not shooting?
Listen, tomorrow night, Clippers, you know, they got to show up. It's home game. Let's see. Go get a win.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
We could be, what, 25-2, right?
Yeah, we're the 4-2. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So?
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Juno, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it.
I like the NBA Jam.
I love the NBA Jam.
NBA Jam 99, had it for the N64.
Did you really?
Can you name the former Sixer who was wearing a Nets jersey at the time who was on the cover?
NBA Jam
99. Sixer draft pick, trade to the Nets, and then eventually came back.
NBA Jam 99 was, Andre Milton, though.
No.
That was Andre Milton. He was on there.
Not for 99.
No, at one point, he was one of the, DC was one of the guys, too.
Derek Coleman?
Yeah, he was. Really? He was awesome. An NBA Jam. It was horrible. Hornacek was one of the guys at one point. Keith Van Horn was one of the guys.
Keith Van Horn was the 99. Former Net. Remember they trade him draft day and then he ends up coming back?
I hate Keith Van Horn. That's good knowledge by you. KVH. You know what I used to call him? There was a movie out called White Oleander. It's the flower.
Okay.
So I used to call him the White Oleander. He was terrible. I hated him. All right, let's talk about the car show. We're going to be there Friday. You're coming.
Yes, I can't wait.
We got a lot of outings for the show. Me and you. Show, just you and I. Tonight, hockey. Friday, car show. That's right. You don't want to miss the car show. 2020 Philly Auto Show. February 8th to the 17th, PA Convention Center. Think 11 football fields filled with the latest and greatest new models, classic exotics from the Model T to the Bugatti. Also featuring the largest exotic display in the country. Well, at the show, don't miss the Monster Dub Show Tour. Show within a show featuring 125,000 square feet of aftermarket awesomeness. The show is packed with interactive attractions, including driving, racing simulators, the fan favorite Camp Jeep experience. You can even take a spin on the streets of Philadelphia in a Volkswagen or a Toyota. If you're thinking about purchasing a car or truck this year, you can see, touch, try on everything all in one place. You can even ride SEPTA to the show. Jefferson Station drops you off right below the show. No need to go outside. Discount admission and parking coupons available at your local dealership like the Uncles. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Mikey's here. He's coming up at 2 o'clock, as you know. Judas, you ever hear the Eminem Mariah Carey track?
Yes.
Because Mike didn't hear that. It came up again, right? Because, you know, last night was the Oscars.
Yes.
Is it not the greatest?
That's great. I'm trying to remember when that came out.
It is hysterical. Because he was out last night, it came up.
Right.
So my wife and I, she was playing it. We were laughing again because it was funny.
Because he's just bashing her the whole time.
Oh, yeah, it was the best.
I'm trying to remember. I might have been in high school when that came out.
It was the greatest.
It was like, oh, there's a beef.
Oh,
there's a beef. Two prominent people. We got
the,
a beef.
No, but he was the great. He ended it. We were talking about the ultimate mic drop. Classic.
Oh, I did see that part, actually, yesterday.
Oh,
I saw
you
his
did?
Performance. I thought he did a good job.
No, it was funny. It was funny. You got Eminem, and then you got your Brookings by ABC. So they blinked out half everything.
A lot. Lose Yourself. ABC, they don't curse that much.
Always be censoring. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Let's go to Chris. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, guys, I just want to say, Anthony, I love your show.
Thanks, bro.
And your whole staff. Not only do I love your show, but as I'm going through some different challenges, your show brings me joy and a smile.
Oh, thank you.
That's what we're here for, man.
You know, life's so hard, and if we could just make you smile and forget about it for 5 minutes, then we did our job.
You do your job every day, so I appreciate it. The question I wanted you to help me grapple with is: are we sure these guys want it? You know, we're a city, we're a region. We love hard. You know, that's unmistakable. We want our teams to do well, but are we sure these guys want it? I was listening the other day to, and not only these guys, but this generation. I was listening to the interview that Burke gave when he was first traded to Philly, and they asked him, you know, are you happy now that you're going to be on a team that is competing for something, having left your former team? And he said, oh, NBA basketball is NBA basketball. I don't really care where I play. And that struck me, and I was already thinking this thing about Ben and Joe and the other guys. You know, is it maybe for them it's enough that they're already just playing NBA ball. Maybe they don't want it as much as we do as a fan base. I wanted you to help me think
about
that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's twofold. I think, one, listen, the fan, this is our outlet, right? So we live vicariously through this thing. We're not compensated anything, right? So it's strong pillow when you're making that kind of money. You know, I mean, it takes the rare of the rarest to take it home and be obsessed with winning, right? So Kobe, you know, Jordan, all these, like LeBron, these uber competitive guys, right?
Right.
Now, I do think there's a correlation, not with today or today's player, but with age. Like Kawhi Leonard, he's a guy who wants it, right?
Yeah.
I think it's about a certain age. I think it's a young league. I think once you reach your, like, upper 20s, you're 27, okay. 20, I think that's when it kicks in because you've made a lot of money. I think it kicks in that you become more of a man and you're like, you know what, I got to achieve. And I think you become down to business.
Right, because I wonder how in the world after last year, you know, Joe is crying and everything, you know, we're all on him and everything. I wonder how in the world they can come back this year and still be in some ways kind of mailing it in.
Yeah.
I just wonder what the, you know.
What the mindset is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, I do think it's a maturity thing. And listen, Chris, best to you, right? I'm rooting for whatever it is that's going through. You call anytime you want.
Thank you.
All right? Our prayers are with you, brother. All right, baby. No, I mean, honestly, you know, guys, they get, I hate to say bored, but like the regular season is a part of it. I think that's a truism. And I think there's a maturity aspect. I think that's real. I mean, go through the teams that win it. You know, you have the D-Wade, LeBron. I mean, those guys were, you know, late 20s, and they're about winning, right? They're about putting work in.
And the first time D-Wade won, he had Shaq on his team, which, you know, obviously Shaq won with L.A.
Right.
And he was mature in the league.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have the Warriors, and they were a super team. You had Dirk won the 1 year over LeBron when Dallas won.
Yes, it's you're right. It's mature. You had Boston win the 1 year with their big three. They should have won more. I mean, it's kind of a disaster. They only won one championship, but still. And they had Kevin Garnett. They had Paul Pierce. They had mature players on that team. Ray Allen.
Right.
Rondo.
No, I think that's real. And I think, you know, you're looking at these guys that are in the middle of their third year playing together. You know, I know we get frustrated with the youth angle. But I think it's different than football. Like if you're, you know, Patrick Mahomes at 24, he's a rare dude. I think football, you got to be more, if you're a great player, you got to be more, it forces you, that sport forces you to work. Like you're not going to win if you don't work in football. You're just not.
Right.
There's so many different factors, obviously, what's around you, the coach, system, the whole thing. But you have to put the time in. You have to work. It's a working sport, working man sport. You know, the soul of it is that. And so there's no way you can cut corners. And, you know, and LeBron and the NBA, I mean, it shows you those wars in the playoffs are a big deal.
Big time. Big time. I still have high confidence and high expectations for this team to win a championship one day down the road. And we went through that list of a couple weeks ago. Everyone that won their first championship was like 27 years old.
Yeah.
Except for Magic Johnson, and he had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar already on that team, and Kawhi Leonard, who played with Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, can you get more mature than those Spurs teams?
For the most part, it's guys when they finally got to the age 27, 28, where they finally won their first championship. At least those guys are the stars in the league. Do Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid eventually develop into stars in the league? Yeah, I think so. I think they're pretty damn close now.
I know. I mean, just look at it. Warrior, you had the Raptors last year, Kawhi.
Right.
Then you got Golden State. You got LeBron. You got Golden State. You got Spurs. You got D-Wade, Heat, LeBron, Dallas with Dirk, Kobe, that Celtics team you talked about, back to Spurs that we talk about, D-Wade, Shaq, Spurs again, that Pistons team that was all veterans, that without a superstar, and you keep going, Spurs, Lakers, Spurs, and then you're back to Jordan.
Yeah, I don't think it's time to blow up shit, right? It's like, oh my God, exactly. They haven't won yet. Like, take it easy.
Jerry and Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Hey, Anthony, love fest continues, buddy.
What's up, brother?
I love you because you're a fan first. Your enthusiasm is great. You're so passionate about your city teams.
Thank you, buddy.
You're the best, Alan.
Appreciate it.
And you are the most knowledgeable guy on the NBA, on the radio. Other people have judgments and opinions, but you provide great insights. You really know the NBA. And your conversation last week with Jimmy Lynam was a case in point. It was so good.
Oh, thanks, so good, brother. It's fun to talk to a guy like that. He'll make
I'm
you look
West
good,
Catholic.
Buddy.
Yeah,
nice. West Catholic, man. I love it.
I played 4 years after Jimmy. Jimmy's team won the Catholic League championship. My team, when I played on it, we lost to Matty Gukas' team for the championship. But I'm going to test your knowledge here. Now, when Wally played for the city, when Jimmy played for the city title against the team, he played against a team that had the best backcourt, I think, in the history of high school basketball. Who were those two players in the other backcourt?
The best backcourt
in the history of...
Oh, my God. No, I don't know off the top of my head.
Overbrook High School was Wally Jones and Wall Hazard.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, now, remember, it's a little before my time, but, of course, I know the history. Wally Jones, baby. Yeah.
Let's just split the beat a little bit.
Sure.
My problem and your problem, and I think you would agree with me, sustainability, staying healthy, getting in shape, and whatever. So I think it's a mental thing with him. Does he want to be a movie star or a great actor? And what I mean is the great actors, you know, like Daniel Day-Lewis, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, or does he just want to be a movie star like Tom Cruise?
Yes, yeah.
So he has to decide that.
I think you're dead right. It's a great analogy.
Yeah, I spoke to you a couple months ago. I did some scouting for Villanova and the Orlando Magic when John Gabriel was the general manager there.
Yeah, sure.
So I know the Penny. I know the Penny Shaq situation. Sometime when we're together, I'll share that.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
When Shaq left, they thought they could build that team around Penny, and Penny got hurt, and they obviously never came back at all. You know, it just never really happened.
Yeah.
I played for a couple years in these over 55. I played in a tournament 15 years ago with Wally Jones in the World Cup games. And my God, when I saw him at 56 years old, he looks like he could start for the Sixers and cover somebody.
That's awesome. That is great. That's great. So God bless.
Let me ask you one other question.
Yeah.
Who, the two most clutch free throws in the history of basketball? What do you think they were?
You tell me.
The two foul shots that Doug Collins made in the Olympics to put us up.
Wow, that's a great one, man. Yeah, you're right on.
With 42 million people.
Yeah, you're right about that.
19-year-old kid made those two fouls.
Yeah, that was, again, before my time, but I know about it.
I know you, buddy.
Listen, Jared, what a pleasure. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. We appreciate the kind words very much so. That was, there were two, beats the Russians. It's a legendary. That is legendary.
A little bit better than Iguodala.
Against the Bulls. Against the Bulls. All right, let's talk about Corporate Lee's Bakery. The great tomato pie. Oh, yeah. Listen, the XFL back. Well, football's still alive, so I might do my Sunday morning XFL tomato pie, Junis. Any excuse to get the tomato pie from Corporate Lee's Bakery. You walk into that Corporate Lee's Bakery and you smell the incredible tomato pie baking in the oven. It's awesome, right? I like a crisp crust like that, and the beautiful tomatoes with the olive oil and the basil, all the fresh herbs, and it's tremendous. Since 1924, the Corporate Lee's family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. Wow. Every Tuesday, I love them. Every Wednesday, I love them. But I love them Sunday morning because you can eat them either cold, either hot, room temperature. The Corporate Lee's family's got four locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. And don't forget to have your event catered by Corporate Lee's Bakery and Deli. Everybody will be talking about how good the whole food was. They're going to go crazy. The dessert's ridiculous. You'll love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corporate Lee's Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CorporateLee'sBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, Skip. Kill, 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 kill.
I miss him.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying, XFL. Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, man, we had Landry Jones getting ready for week two. Coming back from a serious injury.
You know, let's be real here for a second. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It really wasn't, but wasn't exactly like the panacea for football.
Well, Danelle Pumphrey had a few carries.
What's it called? A turnover, fumble recovery. He was drafted by the Birds, a big D lineman.
Elijah Qualls?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Big Elijah Qualls? Yeah, a big turnover, big fumble recovery.
Good for Elijah.
All right, let me get to Jeff for a second. I love the guy, but I don't like talking to him. Hello, Jeff.
You don't like talking to me?
I hate talking to you.
What the hell?
I love you. You know what's funny? You're one of my favorite guys.
Right.
But I can't talk to you anymore.
Why is that?
It's like...
Well, what specifically?
Ben Simmons. I can't. Everything turns into Ben Simmons.
It's just one guy.
I know, but like, listen, we could talk about any other subject but Ben Simmons.
Okay, we won't. We won't do that.
All right.
So,
I do love you. Like, don't misconstrue.
I love you too.
You know.
All right. Did you see any XFL football Saturday?
I did. I watched because I was rooting for Walker, the kid from Temple.
I'm telling you what, I'm a DC Defenders fan right now. I'm about to look for the hat.
That
on my head. Yeah. Cordell Jones, man, that dude, Ohio State national champion as a freshman.
Yeah, he's a big boy, man.
He can move, he can throw, he's accurate, and can read a defense.
Yeah, no, he's big. Like, he's a monster, Card. It looked like he even put more weight on Cordell.
Yeah. Yeah, we could use that. We could use that with the Eagles as a backup, I think.
My preference is PJ Walker.
Yeah.
He's the kid from Temple.
Who's that?
He's playing for the Houston, what are they, Roughnecks? What are they called? Roughnecks? Yeah, check him out.
You're not going Anthony Russo, are you?
No, PJ Walker.
Okay, all right.
PJ Walker. He's the kid. Watch him. Watch Houston next week.
Okay. Well, before I go into my Sixers point, Ben Simmons, everyone knows. How's everybody doing?
How's everyone doing?
Oh my god!
Just reliving and living, man.
That's awesome.
Look, man. Big Little Dog looks like he can play. He looks like he can seriously play. I don't know about Shake Milton.
Yeah, I don't need to see Shake. Like, listen. He's fine, like Donald, I don't know, whatever, but I can't have Shake in a rotation right now. I mean, come on.
Korkmaz, man. Yo, Korkmaz needs to start, I think, over to Tobias.
No, come on, bro.
Yo, no. 34.
No, I know. Let's not get crazy.
All right, you know, that's a money call, I guess, right? Money, you gotta put the money guy out there and start him. But I want to win.
No. Tobias Harris is better than Korkmaz. Come on, bro.
Right. Now Korkmaz is just...
No, I mean, listen, he had a couple... Right. It was two games. Nice.
It was good.
Well, you know what I want to see from him? Like, he's to me, like, you bring him off the bench.
You let it ride.
Right. If he's hot, you keep him in the game. Give him more run.
Like Ron Anderson.
That's a great name from the past, Ron Anderson.
Yes, sir, it is.
Had that little 12-foot jump from the corner baseline shot.
That was my boy. And real quick with baseball, man.
Yeah.
Jake Arrieta, are you confident that he can step in there and be a starter?
No.
No? Trade him?
Nobody's going to trade for him.
Right.
I mean, listen, he's done nothing so far. Why? How can I be confident in him? Yeah.
What are we going to do about a closer? It can't be Hector Neris.
I agree.
It can't be Hector Neris.
I agree.
Sir Anthony?
That's got to be my boy, yeah.
Sir Anthony?
I mean, he'd be the guy I'd be looking at spring training.
Or J.D. Hammer.
Oh, wait, you know what? I got to roll, brother. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Mikey Miss coming up next. I can't be late. That's right. Our handoff brought to you by, of course, Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. For more specialized information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.